right, answer any of your questions.
So, Coach, this was not only your rookie's first minicamp, but it was yours as well, which seems interesting after 20-plus years of coaching.
Yeah, I think as an assistant, we had done this before years back, but here lately as a head coach, you know, with the way the rules were, you know, I've always combined our rookies and veterans together. So that not being permitted, this was actually the first rookie camp I've ever conducted as a head coach, and it was a good effort and went very well.
Do you think it's more effective that way, to have this separate camp for the rookies and the veterans initially?
You know, one thing about coaching, Michelle, is you learn to adjust, and those are the rules, and all of us adjust. And so, as I said, I thought it went very well, and pleased with their efforts.
John, for an hour, what are you trying to accomplish with these guys? Is this like introduction to NFL 101 kind of thing?
Yeah, there's just a lot of facets. I mean, you know, we had meetings last night administratively, PR, how to handle social media. There's a lot of do's and don'ts, and a lot of that, you know, this being their first day, really, you know, as an employee of the National Football League, you know, there's a lot of things to go over, not just football.
What are some of the maybe things that would surprise us that you have to make sure these guys know?
I probably would all surprise you to some degree, but there's just a lot of different stuff that I'd rather not go into all the details.
How to handle the media?
That's one of them. Patrick had his session, so hopefully we can see the results of that today.
What'd you tell him, Patrick? Watch out for Rod Mack.
So Coach, you're going to Junior Seau's deal. I mean, you didn't have to go. How come you want to go for something? I mean, obviously.
Well, I knew of Junior only being because I grew up in San Diego. You know, I was with the Chargers in 92, 93, and he was, you know, a part of Bobby Ross's team that went to the playoffs there that first year in 92. You know, I have the utmost respect, and, you know, it's a tragedy losing a guy of that magnitude, both as a person and as a player, and, you know, it's going to be about celebrating Junior and his life, and, you know, I'd more than happy, love to be there.
How different does Brock's throwing motion stuff look now as compared to when you guys maybe first started scouting him?
Well, I think, you know, when we went there to Arizona State for the private workout, you could tell that he had worked on his delivery. It used to be a little bit lower. You know, guys tweak stuff, you know, whether it's golfers with golf swings or, you know, players with motions and whatnot. It's not radical. It's just, you know, he gets to use his height advantage a little bit better, you know, with that higher delivery. And, you know, he was an accurate passer. I think he became more accurate.
What do you see from these guys as far as nerves, excitement? I mean, this is the first time putting on the Denver Broncos stuff on the Denver Broncos field.
Well, I think, you know, it was walkthrough. We had to tone it down a little bit. You know, I prefer to, you know, use the reins rather than the spurs. So I kind of like that in football players. So I think at the end of the day, you know, we had to tone that down. Other than that, you know, I think their focus and their attention to detail and their effort was great.
John, last year when we had the lockout, what was the worst effect? Was it the physical stuff that the players missed early on, or was it the team building, the chemistry stuff that happens now leading into, say, training camp?
I think really all of the above. You know, I think it limited us as a staff, offense, defense, and kicking game on you know, the number of things you install, just because your time frame for that installation was less a year ago. You know, shoot, when we reported last year, you know, I had to have name tags on their helmets just so you knew who they were. You know, I think getting to know guys really helps because you know what buttons to push and you know their personalities and, you know, different things that affect or don't affect them. And, you know, this will give us more time to get to know the players.
I know Ben Garland has kind of technically been on the, I guess, reserve roster here for a couple of years, but this is the first time we've probably really gotten to work with him. What have been your impressions of him kind of on the field and off the field from his
experience? Well, I think it's a great tribute to, you know, our armed forces, you know, as training young men. And, you know, he's been in good hands for the last couple of years. He actually dropped by. He was part of some security detail or something, and he came up, and I actually got a chance to meet him in uniform a year ago. But he's, you know, he's had a good offseason. We started the phase one workouts in there with Luke Richardson and his staff, and, you know, he's no stranger to working hard and, you know, giving great effort. And, you know, those, over the time, I've found that those qualities usually amount to a pretty good football player.
Having not played for 2 years, years. What sort of challenge is that, getting actually back on the field and taking, you know, snaps? And
you know, you got to, you know, bring the WD-40 out and get the rust off. But, you know, I think, you know, again, that effort and that work ethic, his determination, I think, will override, you know, maybe some of that time away.
Get your thoughts on Brian Sanders' departure.
You know, Brian did a great job for the Denver Broncos. Brian's a good friend, a guy I have a lot of respect for. You know, I think this time and place, you know, it's the right move for everybody involved, including him. You know, I would have no problem recommending him to anybody in any role, and I'm sure it's just going to be a matter of time until that happens.
John, you get a chance to watch basketball, watch any of the Nuggets, Lakers stuff?
No, I caught a little bit of the highlights. You know, they've had two pretty good outings here of late, and wish them nothing but the best. Coach Carl's an excellent coach as well as an excellent human being, so I wish them nothing but the best. I wish I could probably be a little bit more on top of it, but they keep me pretty busy here, yeah.
Coach, John Lynch said yesterday that you and Peyton Manning and John Gruden were hanging out at John's house just talking football, and Gruden brought a bunch of tape for Peyton Manning. And how was that night? How was that spent?
Well, they're all great friends, and obviously, you know, have made their mark on our league. And so anytime you get a chance to spend time with people like that and friends and friendships that, you know, been around for a while, it's always fun.
You said you had to leave early for babysitting obligations.
Well, I just said, you know, it was a school night, Thursday night. And my daughter had school the next day, and we had a babysitter, so she had school the next day, too.
So what do you like about Terrell Robinson besides his height and size?
Well, when we were at the workout, he ran routes, and that's really kind of, you know, our antenna went up a little bit then. You know, obviously our scouting department had looked at him, and, you know, he was on our draft board, but, you know, got to know him a little bit more exposure that day, and he did a good job, so that's where we got him.
Were you pleasantly surprised to see that he was available post-draft?
You know, it's really hard to read. You know, so you got 32 people and you got 32 opinions, and you know what they say about those. I'd tell you my saying, but I can't do that with cameras. But they, you know, there's always surprises, and we're just glad that he's in that Bronco jersey.
Coach, how good can Ronnie Hillman be if he hits his potential?
Oh, yeah, that's the, you know, it's the question on everybody, you know, and not just our draft, everybody's draft. And, you know, we liked what we saw. He's got some obviously God-given abilities to, we think, play this game at a high level. And, you know, what he does with that's going to be up to him. And we're going to give him every opportunity to show his skills.
With your history of running backs, what do you look for in runners specifically?
Ones that are good. You know, again, they come in all shapes and sizes. You just look through the history of our league, and, you know, there's been big backs, small backs, medium backs, and, you know, that have quite, you know, have accomplished great things. You know, it's not just speed, it's not just size. So, you know, time will tell.
Both being Aztecs, have you had a chance to talk with Ronnie about San Diego State football at all yet?
Yeah, he said it was this great guy that was upstairs of the elevator, and that would be me. So he actually met me before he met me. No, it's, you know, like any alumni, you know, I'm proud of where I went to school and the opportunity they gave me, and I'm sure he feels the same way.